Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
So, is a person who is drunk beyond the ability to remember anything that's happening responsible for what they've done?
They are. But I will say, there should be a this person has been overserved rule. And they shouldn't be doing markers for somebody who's clearly inebriated. Now, I get that the whole business model of casinos is feed those people drinks, get all their money. When you're sitting at a table, those drinks are free. You can't just walk around and get free drinks, sit down at the bar. If you sit at the bar and you're playing the built into the bar top video poker, they're also free. They'll give you free drinks. But if you're not gambling, they won't give you the free drinks. They just want you to sit down and gamble so you can get your drinks for free. 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 It's such a fluid word.
So is it possible, Sarah, in a world where maybe there is no video? Maybe there's not. And this guy, he got arrested and put in jail wrongly.
Because they were like, that guy looks like he's got 75 grand.
They jumped him. For no good reason. He was just walking by with his winnings. Next thing you know, they phonied up some markers on his behalf and they say he owes $75,000.
I just feel like the casino would not do that and that there is video evidence. So my judgment, without having seen said video, if the casino says that this happened, you're guilty.
Okay, so he's guilty, but does he owe the money back?
Yes, he does owe the money back.
Ah!
But I will say that I feel like it's like anything. You know, you don't do that for the drunk guy. But some people really hold it together. They can be way drunker than you think they are and seem to be in control of all their faculties. Mm-hmm. They seem to be able to handle a pen and take the money without just tossing it all. And they're like, you know, their whole job is, yeah, we want you to borrow money from us.
Right.
So that you'll owe us money.
I've been bounced at a casino before because I was too drunk.
I'm shocked. You guys, that's...
What do you mean you've been bounced?
You get loud and crazy.
Because you were drunk or because you were owed them money?
No, because I was drunk. Mm. And evidently I kept bending the cards or something and they like warned me three times and I did not care. So they do watch out for that, at least in Tahoe. Shout out.
That was the infamous night of everyone on the show was drunk except
no,
for me.
No, that was a different night. No.
Are you sure that wasn't the night before when you rolled in and I was like, oh my God, everyone's drunk.
No, this was
and
the
we're
same.
On the air.
This was the same trip. I was at a slot machine and it was winning and winning and winning and I had to go to the bathroom. And I decided if I leave the machine to go to the bathroom, somebody's going to take it. So I just went to the bathroom there in my pants and continued to gamble and won. It was wonderful. And then I went to roulette in my pee-pee pants and won.
It's so warm.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I couldn't leave it.
That was a decision you made.
That was a decision
I
made.
You were drunk, right? But you...
No, actually, I went down because I was broke and I wanted free drinks and I had like $20, put it in this thing and it was just one of those nights that it just kept paying me and kept paying me.
There
and people
isn't
were circling,
a world where it makes sense for a guy who's not drunk to go in his own pants.
Don't be ridiculous, Maddie. You were drunk. Stop it.
No, I later on when I went to the roulette table in my pee-pee pants, yes. But no, I made a decision. I was like, I can leave this machine and somebody's going to jump on it immediately, or I can just stay here, do this, and continue to win. So I chose to do this and continue to win.
How much did you end up making for the night?
I won like $450 that night.
Worth it, huh?
Yeah, totally worth it. Do it again.
$450?
Yeah.
And you peed and then you kept the pants on and sat at another table.
Yep.
It's insane the judgment I get from him on some of the things I say when he has stories like that right there.
It's insane that he judges anybody for anything when somehow in his brain it made sense to just go right here.
I have a new judgment I'm going to make.
I'm going to go in my own pants.
Maddie, you owe the $75,000 that guy supposedly owes. You gotta it's payment for your past sins and for peeing.
And the worst part of
on
this
stool.
The worst part of this story is he wants to defend that he did that of sound mind. He doesn't want to go, I am an alcoholic. I've made some bad choices, some really bad mistakes. It comes with the terror. Like, that's the story.
I stand by my decision to go number one and
for
continue to win.
No, for $450, but I thought he was going to say I was up like $10,000.
Yeah, thousands
like,
of dollars,
okay,
maybe.
Okay, fine, $10,450, right. Bucks? No.
That's why I had to ask, because I knew the answer was not worth it.
I was on penny slots. I was a truckload of pennies that I had to roll up.
And I kept getting wheel.
Oh, my God.
Fortune. You're not leaving that. Not leaving it.
You know what? Whatever you say. If you say that you couldn't leave it, then you couldn't leave it. I think everybody else could leave it.
I don't know.
I do know.
But yeah, I'm going to say people are every. There's no. Maybe there's some complete gambling addict who's like, no, you can't get it.
To anyone out there who's trying to say right now in your head or to the radio or out loud maybe or texting in, Vin, you've gone in your wetsuit. Yeah, I have.
Yep.
Gone in my wetsuit. I don't want to.
Right.
It's not, as some people would say, the way you warm yourself. It's not. But if I'm in the ocean and I'm having fun and I'm getting exercise and I'm however far from land.
Also,
yes.
You're basically alone. You're not sitting on someone's chair then and dripping down onto a rug and then continuing in your pee-soaked pants to other tables. I mean, you must have stunk.
You're squash walking.
You're squash walking. It's in your shoes.
And I always peed in my wetsuit before I did a triathlon because of the warmth factor. Everybody does. Everybody's standing there. Everybody's doing it. Everybody does it.
It isn't why. Oh, my.
It's a good story, though. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.